We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. It's our 7 o'clock hour. We got a lot of ground to cover this hour. We're going to break down what we saw in the Eagles game, on at least the first part of the Eagles game. First series.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed it. Probably won't see another one until the regular season.
No, they got the team
workout. Not with the starters, but we are going to break it down. Barrett Brooks is with us hanging out this morning, doing great work. Barrett, we love you, man.
Appreciate it. I really appreciate you guys having me on this morning.
Barrett has no idea who's replacing Seth Ouray. All he knows is the pressure will be more on him than ever, and he hopes they pay him a lot more for that job.
I'm sure they will.
Post-game show. Come on.
I'm hoping so. Al, you worked with before up there, so, you know, we need to see.
Al is not a candidate for one of those slots.
I turned it down.
He turned it down. All right, anyway, on the line with us right now is our baseball expert from MLB.com, Todd Zielecki. Hi, Todd.
Hey, Angelo, how are you?
All right, well, see, Todd, if you asked me that Friday night, I would be in a very good mood after what I saw at the end of that game. Veerling's throw. How great was that play, Todd Zielecki?
A fantastic throw, considering the circumstances. He played it perfectly, caught the ball with the momentum. He set his feet, made an on-fire throw right there. Huge, huge play. And you think about it, if Kyle Schwarber was in left field, maybe he doesn't make that throw. Maybe they lose that game. So it just happened to work out. But Matt Veerling, he's been a very good outfielder all season. Most of the time in center field, that play, huge. Huge play. And I agree with you. You're sitting there going, wow, they stole a game for sure, so this could be an interesting weekend.
And did you see the Mets fans? They were so excited when the ball was hit. They're all on their feet. My God, the guy with the shopping bag full of food put the shopping bag down for a minute, which was shocking. And then they lost, and you went. Did you say to yourself at that point, Todd, wow, this could be a special weekend?
Absolutely, because you steal that game Friday night, and then you know you have DeGrom going, and you know if you can get maybe a scratch one run across, great against him. But you know he's on a pitch count, so if you can get him out early, relatively early, maybe sneak in a couple runs late. Boy, you take two out of three there, and then you have Wheeler going on Sunday. So you start having those big thoughts. I think, you know, for Phillies fans, they're sitting at home, they start having those big thoughts, and they didn't get any runs. They didn't get any runs.
Todd, you wrote a book about Doc Holliday. Is DeGrom harder to hit than Holliday was?
Well, I think his stuff is better.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that he throws 100. Now, Roy was, when he first started out, he was in his mid-90s, high 90s, and then it kind of tapered off a little bit. But the thing with Roy that was so brilliant is that he could command everything. If you wanted to throw a cutter on the outer side of the plate, a sinker on the outer side of the plate, righties, lefties, whatever he wanted to do, he could do it like a surgeon. So that's what really said. But DeGrom does the same thing. Now, Roy could get guys to put the ball in play 1-2 pitches in. So he had a lot of complete games because his goal was to get guys to put the ball in play early in the count, whereas DeGrom, they just can't even touch the ball. So he throws a lot more pitches.
Oh, I know, but you knew and I knew he was not. They were not going to push him. He was going to do this probably the six innings. What happened in the 12 innings after DeGrom that the Phillies didn't get a single run, Todd?
Yeah, boy, a team that just went cold at the worst possible time. You know, they missed Schwarber, and it's not all because they missed Schwarber. Real Muto has been swinging a pretty hot bat recently. Castellanos has been swinging a better bat lately. you know, they didn't come through in situations. Hoskins has been hitting the ball well for a while. He didn't come through. So you just kind of had at the worst possible moment, you had the team's hottest hitters, Alec Bohm. I mean, Bohm's been hitting almost like 350, 375 since like the beginning of June. All those guys went cold at the worst possible time. They get one or two big hits on Saturday, clutch hits on Saturday. And now we're sitting here probably having a conversation of, boy, can they maybe catch the Braves, get that first wild card? What happens if they get to the Mets in a postseason series? This gives you hope that they can, you know, win a postseason series. But alas, we're sitting here talking about another lost series to the Mets.
All right, but maybe things would have been different if you had your best hitter in the lineup, Bryce Harper. Right. He's getting closer, finally. Am I right, Todd?
Yes. A couple of weeks ago, he said September-ish, and some people kind of panicked, like, oh, my gosh, he's not going to be back until September. I always took September-ish as last week of August, first week of September, and he's going to start taking batting practice today at Citizens Bank Park. Don't know how many days he's going to need, but he's going to need a few days of just taking batting practice. Then they're going to ramp him up. They had this high-speed pitching machine in the batting cage. He's going to start taking that. And if the thumb responds well, if he feels comfortable, he could go out on a rehab assignment. And I'm thinking once he goes on that rehab assignment, that's the big, big day. He's maybe about a week away at that point. So once you hear him, that first rehab assignment, you're thinking about a week. And I base that off the fact that Gene Segura missed a bunch of time. His rehab assignment went about 7 or 8 days. So that's the thing. This is a big week. If he feels great, maybe he could get out sometime this weekend. Maybe he could be back before the end of September, before the end of August.
All right, Todd. Hopefully they do. They're coming home now. Is that correct?
No, they're going. They play Cincinnati. Yes.
Oh, those are wins.
So they got to bounce back and beat a bad Cincinnati team after losing 2-3 to New York.
Absolutely, got to do it. Todd Zielecki, you'll be covering it for MLB, and we'll be talking to him many times. Thanks, Todd. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Angelo.
All right, let's go to Tyrone in Delaware. He was watching what happened with the Eagles on Friday night. Hi, Ty.
Hey, good morning. How's everybody?
What'd you see, Ty?
What I saw was somebody trying to pick on my quarterback for no good reason.
All right. And what did you think of what happened right after that?
I will look, Nick Sirianni, I will follow him into war. You understand? That was amazing to see, because remember when Carson took that hit in Seattle, there was no reaction like that from the sideline. So you see this team has Jalen back. Malata got in the guy's face and everything. That was good to see that this team has heart. And he's not going to take any crap from anybody. That was good. I love to see that from my team.
All right, Todd, let me play for you just the reaction that Scott Graham and Ross Tucker did on TV, because this was really well done by them. Listen.
Sirianni's fired up. I don't blame him. Let's take it down to Dave.
I can tell you that Nick Sirianni went out to the near hash mark almost and is still screaming at the Jets sideline for that hit through his headset. I mean, very, very upset, as he should be, and I agree with that. Unnecessary late hit.
You can see how frustrated he is, and
I'm not a lip reader, but yeah, I agree with exactly what Nick Sirianni just said. That's what I'm talking about. That's a Philadelphia coach right there.
All right, Tyrone, I slowed it down to make sure I knew what the words were, and I will now state the words. He said, that's bleeping bull bleep. Barrett Brooks, right. You saw it. Is that correct?
That's exactly what he said.
All right, now, Ty. All right,
yes.
That's all great. And he went to the hash mark. It's like he wanted to fight the other coach, right?
Right.
Then he kisses his ass at the news conference. Why?
Well, I think he got, you know, by the time he got into the locker room, you know, they had a conversation. Look, man, you want to bring it down a little bit. You know how they go.
No,
they didn't want him to fire it up. They didn't want him to fire it up too much. He was already fired up. And you know Nick was hot, but you know they had a conversation, tell him to calm down a little bit. You know, just had a press conference and you know, keep it moving. That's what they did. That's why he didn't slip out in the press conference.
Keep it moving. You are winning your city. Don't back off. Say, let me tell you something right now. This is what I would have done. Let me tell you something right now. Next time somebody tries that on my team, they got me to deal with.
All right, Dan.
And my players.
Yeah, and
Barrett Brooks, you with me?
I'm with you.
Barrett Brooks said he would have risked getting thrown out of the game, Ty, because he would have leveled Quincy Williams right there on the spot, right?
Barry, old school O lineman, man. He ain't playing that.
Furniture moving. Yes.
Right. Statement to the team and the league, you don't mess with our quarterback.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Ty, I know. Did you hear what he said after the game?
Sirianni? He was calm, but I think he was calm because they told him to be calm.
No, listen, here's a little bit of that love fest.
Obviously didn't want that hit to happen on the sideline. I know what happens, and I know it's football, but I was more mad at the situation. Mad at Coach Shaw.
I'm mad at the situation, Al.
Well, I mean, and then you'd ask for his favorite lady man right after.
I'm mad at my situation. I have too big a nose. What is that?
Well, you can get that fixed if you really want.
Tyrone, I mean, were not mad. He did not want to punch a situation. He wanted to punch the other coach.
Well, he wanted to make sure the other coach had laid into the player.
And he did.
Yeah.
Tyrone.
Hey, you know they gave him that little piece of paper and said, listen, read this.
You know what? Rip up the paper and say, I know what to say, and then lay it on, and now you won the whole city over because you're like us, you're passionate.
He won the whole city over when he did it.
Yeah, he won the city over just that alone.
I wanted a cherry on top.
Okay.
I wanted the cherry. Hmm. I did not get the cherry. All right, Ty, give me a ladies' man.
Did anybody pick up Hugh Jackman?
No, nobody did, but I'll tell you what, Al. Again, are we seeing something here, Barrett Brooks? Australians are very popular. Rhea, it's that accent, isn't it?
Well, the guys that you've pointed out are handsome movie stars, so love them, you know?
Here you go.
Yes.
George Clooney,
mm-hmm.
Hugh Jackman. Who do you like? One's got an accent and one doesn't.
Clooney.
You like Hugh Clooney? That's an older man. That's like 60. Surprised you went in that direction. 215.
It's going to get better and better.
Very attractive.
Yeah. It was a surprising
men in their 60s.
They are? Really?
I said in their 60s. You're not right there anymore.
All right. When I was in my 60s, did you find me honkish?
No, in the 60s, maybe.
did you? No, even then, no. That was in my teen years.
Oh.
And let me tell you something right there. Nerd Central. You don't want to see those pictures. 215-592-9494.
Welcome, Barrett. Yep.
No, we're coming back. I'm going to bring on the leader of the Dirty 30, Jason, who's here at our studio, Al. I want to get his thoughts on what he saw in the preseason opener by the Eagles, because that's pretty much all you're going to see till the regular season.
Yeah, yeah.
And Rhea said it. We are going to overly emphasize one series.
Yes.
You know what? I'm going to make an appeal for more. I need more. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Hype coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, welcome back at 7:23. So I want to see if I'm describing the experience of any other fans out there at 7:30 on Friday. Because, Al, they're lining up.
Right.
And I'm seeing back, and Huntley is back to catch the ball, and we're going to see football.
Mm.
Barrett Brooks. Still pretty awesome, isn't it? Even though we know it's going to be a crappy game, we're still awesome to see the boys on the gridiron.
No question. I watch too much film as it is. But I mean, just to have new film to look at is just great to me.
Oh, it's awesome. And then they kick, and it's all, everybody's all excited, right? And everybody's all juiced up. And then they come down the field. I'm getting to you, Avis. Stay right there. Calm down. They come down the field. We get the ball first, and Hurts can't miss.
That's right. Everything's perfect.
How about that throw to Watkins? No, nice, wasn't it?
Unbelievable. Just before he goes out of bounds.
Beautiful.
He catches it, drags his feet.
Excellent. And then, Al, he's 15 yards out or so. Let's show you what he can do with his feet.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this.
Back goes Hurts. Here comes the rush. Hurts is going to pump it. He's going to run up the middle across the five, and he's in for the touchdown. But there's a penalty flag in the backfield, and we'll see if it's nullified. Hurts found a clear lane and just raced 12 yards up the middle for the score. But let's see. It could be holding against the Eagles.
Was that a real hold there, Barrett Brooks?
No, he just finished him.
Bogus.
It was a great block. It was a great block.
You know what was frustrating? The next series, some guy on the Jets does hold on a play. They don't call it.
Exactly.
What are they? You know, Al, it took me almost no time to start bitching about refs.
Absolutely.
I mean, the game started 7:30. By 7:40, I was bitching. 10-minute gap.
That's a long time.
No,
for you.
No, it was like muscle memory. All of these horrible dark thoughts came back to me. So now they have to get called back, Al, and they got moved back 5 yards, right?
No worries.
10 yards. No worries whatsoever.
Because
the very next play, here's what happened.
Back goes Hurts. Here comes the rush. He lets it go. He completes it. And in for the touchdown goes Dallas Goedert.
Well, that's what you asked for, Mr. Reese.
Yep.
He stood tall in the pocket. And Dallas Goedert runs a nice route. And he finds him down the field. And he gets banged. But Dallas Goedert is so good at running through contact. And he gets himself into the end zone.
It was beautiful. 80 yards. 2 touchdowns on the same series. You couldn't have asked for more. And then they go on defense, and linebackers don't do anything in the Nick Sirianni, Doug Peterson era, right? Linebackers
absolutely
don't do anything.
Nothing.
Hold on. I think somebody's about to do something. Let's listen.
It's second down and 10. Zach Wilson back, looking, firing, and it's intercepted. Running with the football. It's Kaiser White, and he's pushed out of bounds near the Jets 20.
That's the good news.
There you go.
Here's the rest of the news. You're not going to see those guys again till after Labor Day. Barrett, when you played, right, you got to play more preseason than one series, right?
Well, we played it was 4 games, and we would play the starters would play 1 quarter the first game, the second game, second quarter, the third game, play all three, and then fourth game, we play one series, and we'd be out the rest of the game.
All right, but that's a lot of other action.
Yes, absolutely.
Are they ready playing one series in a whole preseason?
It's different now. Now, it used to take four games to learn what your identity was.
Right.
You know, going into the season, then you knew exactly what you were as a football team. Well, you saw it took them until the 8th game last year to figure out, all right, we're a running team. That's the only way we can win. This year, they got 2 series in, so it might only take 6 games to realize who they are, you know? So,
Ava, I'm going to tell you what this is like.
Okay.
You're at a fancy restaurant. You order an appetizer.
Mm-hmm.
You get a mushroom filled with crab meat. Rhea, is that a nice item to get you going? Oh, it's nice. It's a beautiful item.
I'm not a big mushroom filled with
crab. All
right,
hold on. A scallop wrapped in bacon.
Now you got me.
All right, and you pop a couple of those in your mouth. You go,
fantastic. Yes.
No main course for an hour.
There's nothing
that's
more
frustrating. That's what's going on right here.
That is frustrating.
That's what happened.
Yeah. Great analogy.
I got the scallop with the bacon.
Yeah.
And then now you know what we're doing now?
Drinking.
No, you're eating the whole basket of bread.
Oh, yeah.
You're a bread eater.
Oh, yeah.
No
question.
And now the main course comes and you're not ready anymore. I need more scallops. Could I have 2 more appetizers at least? Give me a series every one of the 3 games. That, Barrett, am I asking too much here?
I was surprised to see that Jalen Hurts even went back, stayed on the field after he got hit that time.
You know, I know.
I was going to take him out right there.
Bubble wrap.
They would have said, oh, no, that counts as a play when we're doing it. You don't get to score the touchdown. You know, we got to see 1 extra play out because of a bad call by the refs.
Yeah.
Not good. Ava Graham.
Yes.
First question results.
Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Brand new Equinox SUVs in stock. Excellent Armin rebates and lease offers available now. Find your road, shop 24/7 at ArminChevy.com. How do you feel about Nick Sirianni's tirade on the sideline during Friday night's preseason opener? 75% loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
24% don't care. 1% hate it.
Why do you even put that in anymore?
I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
Because those people that vote don't care, there's something wrong with the mental. They cared enough to vote.
Yeah.
To vote that they don't care.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
But it doesn't make any sense to
now,
put it in either.
I'm bringing on my pal here.
Yeah.
Jason from the Dirty 30. Jason, how are you doing today?
Testing, 1, 2, 3s. Are we on?
Yes, we're on, Jason. All right, Jason, how did you feel about the first game?
I felt great, Ange. I felt that Jalen Roy, you know, did a really good job. No, he did. Threw six completions.
6 for 6. What about the coach going nuts on the sideline? Did you like that?
Absolutely. I was going nuts myself, Angelo.
Were you swearing?
Absolutely.
God bless. That's why he's our leader. All right.
Look, no one gets away with hurting a quarterback like that. He was out of bounds, and that was a dirty hit.
That is why, Jason, could you lead this city right now in an Eagles chair?
I can, Ange, but first I want to give a couple shout-outs.
Right, okay.
All right. I want to give a shout-out to my mom, my aunt, and I want to give a shout-out to the Ardmore Aces, the four Aces, Neil, Pete, Rob, and Mark. I love you guys.
Your brother's right here. You don't care about your brother?
Of course.
Rocco Rich here. Rocco's right here. You don't even like Rock?
Of course, my brother.
Well, these guys came all the way in. Why are they getting their
mansion? Hey, Angelo, I say the best for last.
All right, thank you. Thanks.
And I want to thank Rocco for setting this up.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This is definitely going to be a special year. We're going to the Super Bowl. So all you Eagles fans, buckle up and enjoy the ride.
Now hit me with one.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Eagles! Good job, Jason. Al, I was dumb. I thought he was saving me for last.
No. He's doing good. Jason's making a good comeback.
He is making a great comeback. Yep. It's so great to see you back in the game, Jason, leading our fan base. You are an inspiration to the city of Philadelphia. Thank you. You're welcome. Eagles Shirley is out of line. Hi, Cheryl.
Good morning, family and friends. Wait a minute. Take your speaker. Good morning, family and friends. Hey, Jason. Hey, Barrett. Oh, Rocco. Oh, my goodness.
Hi,
y'all
Shirley.
Just having a party up there.
Good morning, Shirley.
All right, Cheryl, listen. You are a very, very passionate fan. When they whacked Hurts 3 yards out of bounds, Quincy Williams, what were you doing?
Let me tell you, Angelo, when that happened, we went crazy. And I thank God for Jalen Hurts getting up. But before I even say that, I'm going to still be on the crazy side. We was going crazy, and then I was like, look at Jordan Mulata. I was like, yeah, that's right, Jordan. That's right. That's what I'm talking about. I said, y'all see that? Y'all see that? But then when they pulled them back, and then they got ready for the next play, Jalen Hurts. If Jalen Hurts didn't get up the way he did and did a little brush off, I was like, this man too cool, man. And got ready for the next play, the fans was about to get on that field regardless if they was going to get locked up or not. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. We are going to throw some fingers.
Oh, no, it was about to go down.
All right, so hold on. So, Cheryl, here's what I need to know, because you are a very religious person. You saw the head coach say, that's bleeping bull bleep. What is your position on profanity?
Well, I ain't saying it, but I was like, that's right, coach. That's right, coach. That's what I'm talking about. Tell him again. Tell him again.
You never swear, Cheryl, ever?
No, I told you that, Angelo.
No, what about when Wentz got hit by, who is that jackass defensive end? Cloudy. You had to swear then.
No, I was angry. I can say other words without saying, you know, the cuss word.
Hold on a minute. Barrett, do you swear?
Every day.
God bless you. God bless you. You're a leader in your community, too, my friend. I love it. All right, so, Cheryl, what did you – don't you need a little more? You got one scallop wrapped in bacon. Don't you want a couple of more appetizers before the main course?
I'm hungry, too, this morning. I ain't eat breakfast yet. That sounds good. But what I'm saying is, Angelo, I understand why they doing it. Just look at what happened. They are hungry to come after to try to take us out before we get started because we are a threat, baby. We are a threat. What we saw out there, that first round, that first team, come on, man. If they would have stayed on that field, it would have been a slaughter. It would have been a slaughter. And all the plays that we have not yet to share in defense, I do have one negative.
They lost the game. That was the negative.
No, the penalties. Jason, 65, Lane Johnson, 76, yeah, and 78, or better. They got to – come on now. I know this preseason, and I know this, they practicing and stuff, but they cannot carry that junk into the regular season because they kind of messed us up.
Clean that up, Barrett. You want to clean that up, right?
They will.
They'll clean that up. Yeah. No, I don't think they're going to clean that much of it up. They're going to get a lot of holding. But they do every year. It's so frustrating. But here's the thing, Cheryl. I can't tell whether it's a real penalty or not because they called a hold on Mailata and then ignored one that was much more blatant on the next series. I don't even know how they're calling these games.
And we got to be so careful because we don't want the officials to, like, really turn on us and do us dirty. So it's messed up. Like, if we say something, you know, they're paying attention. If we don't say nothing, it's like we're not sticking up for our team. But we need the referees, the NFL, y'all got to do a better job at calling fair play. Come on, man. Y'all got to do it.
Rocco wants to jump in here. Rock.
Shirley.
Hey, Rocco.
Give us one.
Oh, shit. He's asking. Shirley, Rocco wants one.
I was going to definitely give y'all one. That you threw my thought off. I had one last question, but I can't remember.
I have one last commercial coming up in a second, so I need you to do it.
All right, Angela. I had something to tell you from Pastor, but I'll do the EACLS.
Text me. Just text me.
Okay. Y'all ready? Let's go, baby.
E-A-G-L-E-S-Eagles.
All the way, baby. Love y'all. God bless.
Eagles, Shirley. 215.
Do you know the Cowboys were penalized 17 times?
They got
in
their a million penalties.
Game.
What a zoo that is.
17 penalties, 153 yards.
And they were the worst at it last year, so they haven't cleaned up anything.
7 points.
Nice coach.
No, that's going well over there. And Shirley, every week, Al sends me the sermon.
The sermon?
A sermon from Pastor
Lupton. Video?
No, a full video.
Wow.
And
do you watch it?
Well, I wonder what are you going to do? It's like you can't spike it.
Well, you can, but you probably should listen to it. Might learn something.
All right, you know what, Al?
No, don't send it to me.
he anticipated my
move. That's all right.
215. You want me to get you on that list?
That's all right.
All right, 215. I think he's only working with people whose souls he can redeem. I think you are beyond hope. 215-592-9494. Lots of your phone calls when we come back. And guess what? Andre Dillard actually did something at practice yesterday. And I want to run it by Barrett Brooks because he likes that kind of stuff, Al. They put the dukes up.
Ah.
Let's fight our teammate. All right, welcome back. It's 7:44, and I got to tell you something, Al.
Mm-hmm.
I am conflicted about a member of the Philadelphia Eagles who I've trashed many times because he is a bust as a first-round pick. And yet, what he did yesterday, I found intriguing.
What is that?
I'm talking about Andre Dillard.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Al, who has not come even close to meeting expectations.
Yeah, yeah.
And he has lost his job to a far more talented and more tough guy in Jordan Mailata.
Right.
Right? But he got in yesterday. There have been no fights at Eagles training camp, and he got in two yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, let me go to Barrett Brooks on this. Barrett, is that good or bad fighting at training camp?
I'm proud of him. You know,
you are.
Yeah, just so you got a little gumption about you. You know, you got a little fight in you. You want to go out there and do that. I mean, rumor is that he's soft as drugstore cotton. But
yes, that's what I believe.
Yeah, but, I mean, he even in the game, he showed he can play when he spelled out Mailata a couple games last year.
He played fairly well last year.
He played well, yes. So he's actually bringing up his trade value.
Yeah.
I can't
you
see
think
him being
he
on the
will
team.
Get traded.
I think so.
You think he's talented, but he has issues with softness.
Yes, yes. That's what he's built that type of reputation. It's gonna be hard for him to get it off, get it off his back. But that's how you start getting it off your back.
All right. Well, I believe, Rhea, again, this is speculative.
Yes.
Because the first fight he had was with Derek Barnett. And I believe they were fighting over who was a bigger first round bust.
Well, listen, let's always remember that Barnett was the one who recovered the fumble.
I understand, Rhea. And that's all he's done. So they were squaring off, and then later there was another guy that they got into it with. There were two fights yesterday from Dillard.
Yeah, didn't he have one with the same guy before?
But he gets in the game and he gives you nothing.
Well, if he gets traded, he'll have somebody to fight
with. Well, anyway, and somebody mentioned to me, I think it was Rocco off the air set, that Hugh Douglas, when he fought, they on the sideline aisle during the game,
mm-hmm.
they go down to John Runyon. He's there with Dave Spadaro.
Right.
And Runyon now, Al, what a, he's a congressman. Now he's in the league office, and I'm going,
kid's
yeah,
a hell
yeah.
of a player.
Excuse me. I went to these trader camps. All he did was fight his teammates. He was throwing haymakers left and right.
Mm-hmm.
So don't start acting like now you're some big guy, honcho.
Isn't he in charge of discipline?
Yeah, he's in charge of policies.
Oh, policies.
In fact, I thought one of the highlights of the show was when Spadaro said, so, John, are there any new policies in the NFL? And John went, no. It's a good moment. Right, anyway, Barrett Brooks is with us today. Barrett, in all your time in the NFL, best fight you ever had?
It was probably my rookie year. And it kind of spilled over into, we were doing 9-on-7. And I was going against William Fuller, Pro Bowl William Fuller.
Yeah.
Probably going to get a gold jacket later on, start out with Houston. Well, me and him start going at it because, he's a pass rusher. He's not really a run stopper. So I come off the ball, hit him, boom, and I keep driving. He's tired of me driving him. He tried to sling me. When he slings, I grab him. He grabs me. So we start rumbling right there. And then here comes, the rest of the rookies to come help me because, we're all together.
Yeah.
So it was a major rumble.
Did you throw a punch at him?
Yeah, it was a bunch of punches thrown.
But that doesn't make sense. You had helmets on.
We didn't care about that. It was helmets flying everywhere. Helmets getting pulled off.
But unless I see a bare head to punch, all I'm going to do is hurt my hand.
I ripped his face mask off.
Oh, nice!
Yeah, I ripped
nice.
His face mask off. Yeah, yeah.
And
Bill Romanowski was just a casualty of war because we as rookies, we didn't like him either. And he just happened to be close enough to it that, guys start fighting him also.
They did.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have, at that point, I would have brought the steroids up. Hey, Romanowski, I thought you were still on steroids. You don't seem that tough to me.
You're unbelievable.
You're a little trash talk.
He's a unique dude, though.
But, now I don't know what to think of Dillard, though, Al, because it sounds like he's got a little edge in him, but he doesn't use it in the game.
Maybe this will spur him on.
I mean,
he must have issues with players that...
Barrett Brooks knows this day he was our offensive line. He said it's really just to get him some trade value.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, he's got to get that.
Got to get trade value.
Yeah, get it off his back that he's soft. He's actually a really good player. I mean, I doubt when you watch him on film, just because you don't see anything happening. As an offensive lineman, you don't want your name called.
Mm.
Usually, when it gets called, you did something wrong. You jumped outside. You were holding something.
True.
So you never hear his name because he's played very well. He doesn't give up any sacks. He doesn't give any pressures. He's stable. He's actually a good starting left tackle in the league, and that's a commodity that the Eagles have, him being a backup.
Barrett, you meet William Fuller later today, and he doesn't like something you say, and you square off. Who wins that fight?
Well, I'm a little younger than he is, so I got him.
Yeah. And I think you're probably bigger, too.
Yeah, way
Lyman's got to beat up a linebacker, right? Oh, he's got 50 pounds on.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Charlie's out of line next. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, good morning.
Charlie, what'd you think of the Phillies week at?
Well, unfortunately, we couldn't see the game on Friday. Had to be on that stupid Apple channel.
All right, Al did illustrate earlier how to do it. You yell at the remote. launch Apple. Is that what you said? Just launch Apple?
As long as you have the remote that has that and you have an Apple ID.
That seems good. All right, Charlie, so you missed the only good game.
We missed it on a good game. Yeah, we got to see 18 scoreless innings.
Well, that's Ouch. Not good, Charlie. That's awful.
That's awful, right. Well, the only good thing is that Aaron Nola finally pitched a good game.
He looked great.
Meaningful game.
You know, I have a theory, though, that he did that. Al, he did that because he was facing a great pitcher. And he knew any mistake could cost you the game. Do you think you're more focused when you're facing somebody like DeGrom?
Maybe, but isn't that his third 1-0 loss?
Third 1-0 loss this season. I mean,
come on. Hit the ball, Charlie.
Stop trying to hit everything for a home run. You do not have Schwarber and Bryce Harper in your lineup.
Thank you. Rhea Yu should be managing that team.
It was so frustrating.
You're right. And you know, they got a great hitting instructor. Why don't they tell him, hit the ball the other way, play smaller ball. You don't have the big bats in the lineup.
They've been doing that for the past 2.5 weeks. Yep. They're playing small
yeah,
balls.
So. But they didn't those last two games. The only thing that was small was the output. Zero. Two times. Charlie, give me right now a ladies' man.
Well, how about the ultimate ladies man, Mr. 20,000, Wilt Chamberlain?
Wilt Chamberlain has got to be on the list. All right, Cindy, can you get on that mic there for a second? I'll ask you a question. Cindy's holding something in her hand. Yeah,
that is
awesome. So cool.
Isn't this cool?
All right, now, is that the number one or number two prize? Hey, you set the list up. Well, you have to decide.
I know. I put a
look at it. Describe what you got.
This is the brand new black helmet.
Look
that
at
the
it.
Are going to wear from time to time. Isn't it cool?
Really nice.
Is that really nice. That is villainous.
You can get one at the pro shop.
All right, and that's going to do it. And the contest is ladies' men.
Right.
All right, because Ben Affleck's 50. Does Ben Affleck, do you like him?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
All right, wait, Barrett Brooks, he was surprised by
that.
But
I do.
But he has a terrible reputation.
Well,
he is basically what you call a lady killer.
Right.
He hops from woman to woman.
I don't like that.
You don't like that?
No.
All right.
No.
Who's the, other than Cole Hamels, who is the number one ladies' man to you?
I told you this before, John Hamm.
Oh, yeah. I was dating that insurance woman.
Flo.
No, that's Flo only in the ad. John, he is in those ads. John Hamm is the one.
Uh-huh.
I've heard a lot about him. Yeah. Heard stories, Al, about him.
Okay, I'm sure you have. And
Sean's up from Maryland. Hi, Sean.
Hey, good morning, Ange. Good morning, crew. Welcome, Barrett. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
All right, Sean, good. Sirianni, what'd you think of his tirade?
Listen, I enjoyed the tirade on the field. And I don't don't get me wrong. I don't need Buddy Ryan. But I need the on-the-field tirade to match a little bit of the comments after the game. When he starts going overboard and with this celebration of Robert Saleh, he did it last year with Dak Prescott. He just needs to tone that down a little bit. I need him to match a little bit.
Well, here's the thing, Sean. He doesn't understand in year two. When you are channeling the passion and the aggression of your city and your fan base, don't pull it way back in the news conference and tell us how much you like that guy. That guy tried to ruin your season. Yeah.
Exactly.
Don't be if Quincy Williams knocks Hurts out for the season, is he still wanting to hug the guy after the game?
I would hope not. It can't be all rainbows and unicorns after the game.
Thank you. Sean, you're good in every sport. I thought you were just good in baseball. Were you frustrated by the Phils this weekend?
You know, I was a little bit because we didn't take at least that second game. But here's my positive spin on this weekend. Suarez and Nola gave us two great outings, and we're going to need them down the stretch. So that's my positive I took out of this weekend.
See, that's a good way to look at it. But I almost feel by the reaction of Phillies fans that their expectations have not been that high to begin with. When you accept losing a series when you won the first game the way you did, you kind of think you're not that great yet.
Well,
that's what I'm feeling.
They lost it in excruciating fashion.
Oh, it was.
I mean, yesterday's game was painful.
It was very painful. All right. Anyway, Sean, give me a ladies' man on Ben Affleck's 50th birthday.
No one better than the king, Elvis.
Elvis. Al, there's stories about Elvis. Oh, my God. Even Fat Elvis did great.
Not allowed to say that anymore. Remember we got in trouble?
Rhea, I'm going to tell you the truth.
What?
I got a few months left. If it ends soon, it ends soon. I'm going to be myself. There was an Elvis that was fat.
All right.
It's a matter of public record.
Yeah.
The all Mets right. player who wears the very tight shirt.
Full figured.
Fogelback.
Yeah.
Oh. My TV's not lying. That's a heavy man.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm not on here saying, wow, I hope someday they do the Bear Brooks story and they get a very skinny guy to play him.
Right.
You're a big man.
I mean, it's more than 10 pounds that the camera put on him. So,
that's it.
But, you know, it's almost getting cold now, so I'm going to be in a minute, you know? You know, big guy, chubby guys will be in just a minute. It'll be cold out here in a minute.
And if you just tuned in and going, fine, what has Brooks got to say about the replacements for Ray Dittinger and Seth Joyner? What do you have to say about that?
I still don't know what's going on. I would like to know. As soon as I know, you'll definitely be the first person I call out.
And he said he is irritated.
Don't call me.
They have not included him in a decision that will have a major impact on his fine post-game work.
Well, Al, you're there with me just about, you know, every day in a little bit.
Yeah, I'm always in. See you ironing your shirt. I'm impressed by that.
I tell you something, Al. That's a project. That's a big shirt.
He's there with an iron. Every time I come in, he's got an iron. I call him Iron Man.
That's a big shirt. 215-592-90.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.